You may remember from earlier that words that end in ECT in English end in ECTO in Spanish, so ect becomes ecto. With that in mind, how would you say correct in Spanish?
Correcto.
Correcto.
How would you say it is correct?
Es correcto.
Es correcto.
And keep in mind that, of course, the word you'll be using for it is in this context will be
es.
Es.
And it will not be
está.
Está.
Which is used for dealing with where things are, but not what things are. Es, of course, is used for dealing with what something is like. So what's it like? It's correct. It's perfect. In fact, how would you say that? It's perfect.
Es perfecto.
Es perfecto.
How about it's direct?
Es directo.
Es directo.
How would you turn that into a question and say, is it direct?
Es directo.
Es directo.
Again, that's something useful, perhaps if you're going to take a train. The train in Spanish, to actually say the word the train, is
el tren.
El tren.
El tren.
El tren.
How would you say the train for Madrid?
El tren para Madrid.
El tren para Madrid.
The train for Barcelona.
El tren para Barcelona.
El tren para Barcelona.
Again, how would you say this evening in Spanish, this evening?
Esta noche.
Esta noche.
So, what's the word for this?
Esta.
Esta.
How do you think you'd say this train?
Este tren.
Este tren.
Now, you may have noticed a slight difference in the pronunciation of this. Listen again. This evening in Spanish is
esta noche.
Esta noche.
And the word being used for this with evening is
esta.
Esta.
This is because in Spanish, evening is feminine. You can always associate anything feminine in Spanish with letter A, really. So think of Roberta, Maria, with an A on the end, Angela. These are all Latin names, and the female version always ends with an A. That's something to keep in mind. However, train is masculine. So again, let's listen to this train.
Este tren.
Este tren.
And just the word this on its own for train?
Este.
Este.
It's not always actually entirely clear in speech when it's spoken quickly, so it's not something to worry about tremendously. But you will notice there has been a change in spelling. This for feminine is spelt E-S-T-A, and this for masculine, E-S-T-E. Again, they don't sound incredibly different, so it's not something to have a huge worry about. But I want to point it out now, as it will help you particularly later when you start reading Spanish, and you will notice a spelling difference. So, one more time, how would you say this evening in Spanish?
Esta noche.
Esta noche.
But this train?
Este tren.
Este tren.
And so again, what is the word for this, for something masculine like a train?
Este.
Este.
To say, is this the train in Spanish, you will say
¿Es este el tren?
¿Es este el tren?
So quite literally, just like in English, is this the train? How would you say, is this the train for Madrid?
¿Es este el tren para Madrid?
¿Es este el tren para Madrid?
Is this the train for Barcelona?
¿Es este el tren para Barcelona?
¿Es este el tren para Barcelona?
Answer, no. The train for Barcelona is over there. Now be careful, because when you're saying is over there, you're talking about where something is. So, how would you say, no, the train for Barcelona is over there?
No, el tren para Barcelona está allí.
No, el tren para Barcelona está allí.